5. The Verondadex Sons. After the creation of the personal aides and the first group of the versatile Melchizedeks, the Creator Son and the local universe creative spirit planned for and brought into existence the second great and diverse order of universe sonship, the Verondadeks. They are more generally known as Constellation Fathers because a son of this order is uniformly found at the head of each constellation government in every local universe. The number of Verondadeks varies in each local universe, just 1 million being the recorded number in Nebadon. These sons, like their coordinates, the Melchizedeks, possess no power of reproduction. There exists no known method whereby they can increase their numbers. In many respects, these sons are a self-governing body. As individuals and as groups, even as a whole, they are largely self-determinative, much as are the Melchizedeks. But Verondadeks do not function through such a wide range of activities. They do not equal their Melchizedek brethren in brilliant versatility, but they are even more reliable and efficient as rulers and far-seeing administrators. Neither are they quite the administrative peers of their subordinates, the Lenanandek system sovereigns, but they excel all orders of universe sonship in stability of purpose and in divinity of judgment. Although the decisions and rulings of this order of sons are always in accordance with the spirit of divine sonship and in harmony with the policies of the Creator Son, they have been cited for error to the Creator Son, and in details of technique their decisions have sometimes been reversed on appeal to the superior tribunals of the universe. But these sons rarely fall into error, and they have never gone into rebellion. Never in all the history of Nebadon has a Verondadek been found in contempt of the universe government. The service of the Verondadeks in the local universes is extensive and varied. They serve as ambassadors to other universes and as consuls representing constellations within their native universe. Of all orders of local universe sonship, they are the most often entrusted with the full delegation of sovereign powers to be exercised in critical universe situations. On those worlds segregated in spiritual darkness, those spheres which have, through rebellion and default, suffered planetary isolation, an observer Verondadek is usually present pending the restoration of normal status. In certain emergencies, this Most High Observer could exercise absolute and arbitrary authority over every celestial being assigned to that planet. It is of record on Salvington that the Verondadeks have sometimes exercised such authority as Most High Regents of such planets, and this has also been true even of inhabited worlds that were untouched by rebellion. Often, a corps of 12 or more Verondadek sons sits en banc as a High Court of Review and Appeal concerning special cases involving the status of a planet or system. But their work more largely pertains to the legislative functions indigenous to the constellation governments. As a result of all these services, the Verondadek sons have become the historians of the local universes. They are personally familiar with all the political struggles and the social upheavals of the inhabited worlds.